animated films, and video games. The best place to experience otaku culture is Tokyo's Akihabara District, which is a mecca for all things geeky. The area is home to countless game arcades, electronics malls, and shops selling all manner of collectibles. One of the most unique, some might say peculiar, features of Akihabara are its maid cafes. These restaurants first appeared in 2001 and are staffed by teams of waitresses dressed in French maid-style costumes. Customers are referred to as master or mistress, and menus often include dishes with kawaii, which means cute, garnishes, such as hearts drawn from ketchup or rabbits from chocolate sauce. It may sound sleazy, but in reality there's nothing seedy about the cafes. They certainly won't be to everyone's taste, but they're a unique experience and are frequently visited by couples and tourists curious to see what all the fuss is about. These are two of the best around Akihabara. At Home Cafe, which has super cute food and drinks. For an extra fee, you can have a Polaroid taken with the maid of your choice, which she'll decorate for you. It's a 700 yen cover charge per person. The website is www.cafe-athome.com/en/. The address is 1-11-4 Sotokanda 4F-7F Mitsuwa Building, Chiyoda Ward, Tokyo 101-0021. The other is My Dreamin. The lively, cute, and polite maids here are on hand to serve food and perform impromptu dance routines. Audience participation is expected. Be prepared to make heart shapes with your hands and meow like a cat. There's a 500 yen cover charge. The website is www.maiddreamin.com. The address is 3-16-17, Sotokanda 2F Sumiyoshi Building, Chiyoda Ward, Tokyo 100-0021. Marvel at one of Japan's majestic castles. Japanese castles go to show that just because something was designed to be used in war, it doesn't have to be ugly. The fortifications are a celebration of the ingenuity and engineering ability of the Japanese, as well as their strong consideration for aesthetics. The majority of Japan's castles were built in the 15th and 16th centuries when the country was in a state of intense and constant civil war. But many were damaged or destroyed in heavy Allied bombing during World War II. Out of the hundreds that stood before the conflict, only a dozen remained unscathed. Efforts were made to rebuild those that were damaged in the decades following the war, though some of the reconstructions are far less impressive than others. The 12 original castles are the best examples, and also the most popular with visitors. These are three of the best. The Himeji Castle. If you only visit one castle during your time in Japan, make it this one. Dubbed the White Heron Castle because of its brilliant white color, the fort's grounds are just as impressive as the six-story main keep, which offers a commanding view back over the city. Himeji is on the Sanyo Shinkansen line, and many visitors stop to visit the castle on their way to Hiroshima. Matsumoto Castle. In contrast to the bright white fortifications at Himeji, the keep at Matsumoto is often described as the Crow Castle because of its black exterior. This photogenic castle still features its original wooden interior and external stonework, and its location in Nagano Prefecture means it tends to be less crowded than Himeji. Matsumoto Station is a 2.5-hour journey from Tokyo using the Shinkansen. Iyo Matsuyama Castle. This remarkable hilltop castle is located on the island of Shikoku, and while its three-story keep might not be as striking as those at Himeji or Matsumoto, the vast complex which surrounds it is arguably more impressive. Relax in style at a ryokan. A stay in a ryokan is a uniquely Japanese experience which gives you the chance to combine first-rate hospitality with delicious food and a relaxing soak in a hot spring bath. Rooms are furnished Japanese style, with traditional tatami straw mat flooring, low wooden tables, and decorative alcoves known as tokonoma. Western-style beds are available in some higher-end inns, though to get the full Japanese experience, try sleeping on a futon. Most ryokan provide a yukata for guests to wear during their stay. These traditional-style robes are essentially a lighter, more casual version of the kimono and can be worn outside in the guesthouse grounds. Dinner is one of the highlights of a ryokan stay. The meal is typically served in your room and features multiple courses of small, carefully presented dishes, which make use of seasonal produce. After eating, guests are encouraged to relax in the inn's bathing facilities. While you're soaking in the tub, an attendant will lay out your futon for you. Tips on ryokan etiquette. Remember to take off your shoes at the entrance and put on a pair of slippers. Take your slippers off before stepping onto the tatami mats in your room. There's a correct way to wear the yukata. Bring the right side over your body first, then pull the left side over the top. Try to avoid wearing your yukata too loosely. Having too much of your chest on display is considered rude. If you take a bath during your stay, be sure to follow the onsen etiquette described in point 11. Spend the night at a love hotel. In a country where the average apartment is made up of a few small rooms, and that space is sometimes shared with family members, love hotels are becoming increasingly popular, with 30,000 in operation across Japan today. Originally, these short-stay hotels for couples were viewed as sleazy and unclean, and many of them were, but they're now used by around 1.4 million Japanese every day. They can also be excellent value places for visitors to stay, with rates frequently lower than those of standard hotels. Rooms in love hotels range from regular hotel accommodation to elaborately and sometimes bizarrely decorated rooms, such as a Christmas-themed room or rooms designed to look like the inside of a subway train. And depending on the hotel, room facilities can include hot tubs, karaoke machine, and even costume rental. Staying in a love hotel is a little different to a regular hotel, but the check-in process is very simple. Pick your room. Many love hotels have touch screens in the reception area, which you use to make your choice. Choose how long you want to stay. The rest option typically means 1 to 3 hours, whereas stay is a full night. Pay for your room. Sometimes there's a front desk where you'll hand over your money, but the receptionist will always know what you've selected, so you don't need to say anything. Some hotels have payment machines into which you can put your cash or credit card. Visit the Sapporo Snow Festival. Every February, more than 2 million visitors from Japan and overseas flock to Sapporo on the northern island of Hokkaido as parts of the city are transformed into a winter wonderland. The annual Sapporo Snow Festival features around 250 frozen sculptures spread over 3 sites, as well as giant snow slides, live music, and hundreds of foot stalls. The festival's focal point is the 1.5 kilometer long Odori Park in the city center. The sculptures here are the largest and most elaborate, and are illuminated after dark using a series of regular lights and high-tech projectors. The Sapporo TV Tower at the eastern end of Odori Park is the perfect vantage point for taking in all of the sculptures at once. The event runs for a week. The dates for 2018 are February 6th through 12th, during which time the city's population doubles as tourists start to arrive. Accommodation and flights book up months in advance, so be prepared if you're planning to visit. Strap on your skis at Niseko. Niseko is fast earning an international reputation as the best place in Japan for winter sports, and the consistent, abundant, high-quality snow is attracting more and more visitors every year. The town on Hokkaido is made up of 4 ski resorts, each offering a range of runs to suit all abilities. There are plenty of well-maintained trails suited for beginners, as well as some excellent off-piste skiing. The season runs from late November, early December, until early May. Take in Tokyo's awesome skyline. With nearly 38 million people living in the greater metropolitan area, Tokyo is the world's most populated urban area. The vast city stretches over more than 13,500 square kilometers, and the best way to appreciate the scale of the place is to view it from above. The Tokyo Skytree, towering 634 meters above the streets below, the tallest structure in Japan, offers unrivaled views over central Tokyo. There are observation decks at 350 meters. They cost 2,060 yen per adult, and at 450 meters for an additional 1,030 yen. Purchase your tickets on the 4th floor of the Tokyo Skytree Town Complex at the foot of the tower. Their website is www.tokyo-skytree.jp. Their address is 1-1-2 Oshiage Sumida Ward, Tokyo, 131-0045. Tokyo Metropolitan Government Building. Observatories on the 45th floors of both the North and South Towers of this office complex offer panoramic views over the city. And the best part is it's free. The North Tower stays open until 11 p.m. The website is www.metro.tokyo.jp. The address is 2-8-1 Nishi Shinjuku, Shinjuku Ward, Tokyo, 163-8001. Sky Lounge Stellar Garden. The window seats at this bar on the 33rd floor of the Prince Park Tower Hotel offer stunning views over the Tokyo Tower, which is particularly impressive when lit up after dark. The cover charge is 1,000 yen. The website is www.princehotels.com/parktower. The address is 4-8-1 Shibakoen, Minato Ward, Tokyo, 105-8563. Stay in a capsule hotel. Because only 27% of Japan's land area is actually habitable, over the years its residents have come up with all sorts of ingenious ways to do more with less space, and the capsule hotel is a perfect example. Instead of bunk beds in a dormitory, capsule hotels provide each guest with an individual pod to sleep in. Each capsule is typically equipped with air conditioning, a television, and an alarm clock. Capsule hotels tend to be located around major train stations and on the edge of busy nightlife areas, since it can work out cheaper to stay in one for the night than to pay the taxi fare home if you've missed the last train. As a visitor to Japan, a stay in a capsule hotel is a unique and unusual experience, especially if you opt for one of the more modern ones. Capsule 510 is an excellent budget accommodation close to Shinjuku with decent bath facilities and a sauna. It costs 3,900 yen per night. The website is www.capsule510.jp. The address is 2-40-1 Kabukicho, Shinjuku Ward, Tokyo, 160-0021. 9 Hours Kyoto is a super modern hotel which has to be seen to be believed. A stay here feels like sleeping on the set of a sci-fi movie. It costs 4,900 yen per night, but early bird discounts are available through their website, www.9hours.co.jp. The address is 5-8-8 Teianmaeno, Shimogyo Ward, Kyoto, 600-8031. The Capsule Inn, Osaka, opened in 1979. This is the world's first capsule hotel. It has an excellent location in Osaka's central business district. Their website is www.capsulehotel-in-osaka.com. Their address is 9-5 Doyamacho, Kito Ward, Osaka, 530-0027. Try your hand at pachinko. If you spend any time walking around cities or towns during your trip to Japan, you're certain to notice these brightly lit, smoke-filled, and noisy arcades which seem to be packed with people regardless of the time of the day. Often described as vertical pinball, pachinko is half arcade game, half slot machine. Players fire small steel balls to the top of the machine, which then ping their way down through a series of pins. The aim is for your balls to land in the slot at the bottom of the machine. Every time you successfully get a ball in the slot, you're rewarded with a handful of free balls and a spin of the virtual slot machine. Match 3 numbers or symbols and you're a winner. Gambling is tightly regulated by the government in Japan, and playing pachinko for money isn't technically legal, but you never actually win any money in the pachinko parlors. Instead, you win balls, which you can use to continue playing or exchange for tokens when you're ready to leave. The tokens are in turn exchanged for cash at a location close to, but not inside, the parlor. Take a stroll through the Kawachi Fuji Garden. Flower watching is a popular pastime in Japan, and the country's distinctive four seasons mean there is often something new coming into bloom. The Kawachi Fuji Garden, situated in the forested hills between Kitakyushu and Fukuoka, features a pair of stunning wisteria tunnels which, for a few weeks every year, are transformed into spectacular passageways covered with brilliant white and deep purple flowers. The garden is closed for most of the year but opens its gates during the wisteria season, which peaks from late April to mid-May. If you miss the wisteria, the garden is also worth visiting as the foliage turns orange and brown during autumn, mid-November to early December. The closest rail link to Kawachi Fuji Garden is Yahata Station on the JR network. Yahata can be reached in 15 minutes from Kokura Station in Kitakyushu and less than an hour, depending on the service, from Hakata Station in Fukuoka. During peak wisteria season, regular shuttle buses run directly to Kawachi Fuji Garden from the station. Because of the garden's rapidly growing popularity, visitors now need to purchase tickets in advance. This can currently be done at a ticket machine at any 7-Eleven or Family Mart convenience store. The machines are in Japanese only, but a pictorial guide, which can be translated online, is available on the garden's official website, www.kawachi-fujien.com. Enjoy a memorable meal at a themed restaurant. From the weird and wonderful to the just plain weird, Japan is home to hundreds of theme restaurants that make for a memorable night out. Here are a few of Tokyo's best. Alice in a Labyrinth. Head down the rabbit hole at this restaurant themed around the Lewis Carroll novel. Enjoy a mad tea party alongside the White Rabbit, the Cheshire Cat, and the waitresses dressed as Alice. The website is www.alice-restaurant.com. The address is 8-8-5 Ginza, Taiyo Building 5F, Chuo Ward, Tokyo, 104-0061. Kyomachi Koishiguri Shinjuku. Experience Kyomachi, Old Kyoto, in the heart of Tokyo. Winding, bamboo-covered paths lead diners to their tables in traditional-style buildings. The address is 3-27-10, Shinjuku, Musashino Building, 6F, Shinjuku Ward, Tokyo, 160-002. Ninja Akasaka. Waiting staff, dressed in black, sneak up on diners with menus in this ninja-themed restaurant. The dark, winding interior is modeled on the inside of a Japanese castle. The website is www.ninjaasaka.com. The address is 2-14-3, Nagatacho, Akasaka, Tokyu Plaza, 1F, Chiyoda Ward, Tokyo, 100-0014. Alcatraz ER. It has blood-covered walls and cocktails served via syringe. Blood-covered walls and cocktails served via syringe are the norm in this creepy prison hospital-themed bar. The address is http://alcatraz-er.net. 2-13-5, Dogenzaka, Harvest Building 2F, Shibuya Ward, Tokyo. Visit the Yokohama Ramen Museum. Ramen is a hugely popular noodle soup with more than 50,000 shops specializing in it across Japan. And this museum amusement park is an interactive tribute to this iconic dish. The highlight here is the 9 ramen restaurants, which are set around a replica street scene of 1958 Tokyo. Each shop serves up a different regional ramen variation, including warming Hokkaido-style miso ramen, super savory soy sauce ramen, and classic pork-based tonkatsu ramen. Toppings include chashu, Chinese-style roast pork, crunchy bamboo shoots, and soft-boiled eggs. The museum is also home to a large shop dealing in all things ramen, including instant noodle packs, broth mixtures, and recipe books. As with so many activities in Japan, there is something of an unwritten etiquette for enjoying ramen. Here are a few tips to help you get the most out of your bowl. Your ramen will be served piping hot, but you should start eating as soon as possible. The texture of the noodles is a big part of the dish, and the longer they are sat in the broth, the more they absorb and the less firm they become. Slurp while you eat. Slurping helps aerate the noodles, which is said to improve the taste. It'll also help cool them down. If you haven't been given a spoon for the soup, just pick the bowl up and drink directly from it. Shin Yokohama Ramen Museum. It costs 260 yen to enter for adults. The website is www.ramen.co.jp. The address is 2-14-21 Shin Yokohama Kohoku Ward, Yokohama 222-0033. Make some memories with Purikura. The majority of visitors from the West have probably only ever used a photo booth to take official pictures for a passport or driving license. But in Japan, they're a popular activity for young people and couples on dates. First introduced in 1995, Purikura, a shortened version of the Japanese for print club, machines often occupy entire floors of arcades and game centers and allow users to take high-quality photos before editing them. Some machines allow you to airbrush the images to create a flawless magazine shoot-style picture, whereas others let you add fun and bizarre decorations. If you don't speak any Japanese, the editing screen can be a little confusing at first, but you typically have several minutes to touch up and decorate your pictures, so there's plenty of time to work out which button does what. Once you're finished, or when your time's up, the machine will print your pictures and you'll have a unique souvenir of your trip to Japan. It's predominantly groups of teenage girls who use the Purikura machines, and as such, many arcades forbid men from entering unless they're accompanied by a female. Stay at a Buddhist temple on Mount Koya. This sacred mountain in Wakayama Prefecture is home to the Shingon sect of Japanese Buddhism. Designated a World Heritage Site by UNESCO in 2004, the heavily forested Mount Koya is dotted with thousands of secluded shrines and more than 100 temples. Dozens of these temples offer shikuba, temple lodgings, for pilgrims and tourists. These inns give visitors the chance to experience the life of a monk, and guests are usually invited to take part in early morning prayer sessions and other activities. Rooms are similar to those you'd find in a ryokan, with tatami mat flooring, sliding shoji doors, and futons to sleep on. The nightly rate typically includes dinner and breakfast, which consists of carefully prepared and beautifully presented vegetarian dishes. Although the monks don't drink, alcohol is usually available. Mount Koya can be reached via a 90-minute journey on the Nankai Electric Railway. Trains depart from Osaka's Namba Station. For more information on Mount Koya, visit the official site at www.koyasan.or.jp/en. And temple lodgings can be booked through http://eng.shukubo.net. This has been Asia Traveling, a beginner's travel guide for your trip through Asia, Thailand, Japan, India. Written by Traveling the World. Narrated by TJ Foster. Copyright 2018 by Traveling the World. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.